In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring tofu kebab with peanut sauce and fried noodles.
Today we're going to make some simple tofu kebab, yeah, and peanut sauce. Okay, good. You just prepare the plate, and also some fried noodles. Okay, fried noodles. So, because it's going to take some time, so we're going to soak the noodle in hot water. Yeah. This is rice stick noodle. They call it rice stick. A rice noodle of any kind. Any rice noodle will do. And also I have a handful of fragrant mushroom. Soak it also in hot water so that it's going to be soft. Then we can use it. See, one piece of hot tofu. You're going to slide it, you know, into a thin slice, like that. It's a nice time to cook outside, huh?
Yeah.
Wonderful weather. Summer is nice. Can cook outside, eat outside. Then, of course, you have to use the kitchen towel, huh? To dry up a little bit so it doesn't spray when you're frying. Okay? Dry. Now we put some oil into the pan. And I put the oil in there. too much. Just a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to the oil. Yeah. Heat it. Then we fry it. I leave them here and wait until meanwhile we can do other things like preparing the spring onion. Chop the spring onion into fine. More professional, huh?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Use a small knife like that before. So good. Some people don't like onion, spring onion, then just use leek. I don't have to. It's optional. But I'm just telling the whole public, so I just cook what they like. Yeah? Okay?
Okay.
Good. Put it in here. You want to test if the oil is hot enough? You just throw a little onion in it. And then if it goes, then it's hot enough. Right, we're waiting. Meanwhile, I can do many other things. Yeah, of course. This coriander is roughly chopped. It's for the noodle and the one for the tomato sauce. I want it very, very fine. Very, very fine. So that it blend in. See, we go. Yeah, you hear that? It goes. Okay. Then it's heated. Now we're gonna put the tofu in there. Fry it. Fry the tofu until it's golden on both sides. Meanwhile, we're preparing the plate now for the tofu. That should be enough, like a 3 spoon-like cabbage or lettuce, whatever you have. That should be enough, 3-4. Now we leave it here. So the tofu is frying already. We have to make peanut butter sauce. See? Just 1 tablespoon is fine. And then put some soy sauce, like also a tablespoon of soy sauce. And so you have to turn the other side of the tofu. So that both sides will be golden. And one side is golden, you will turn it to the other side. Yeah, voila. And let both sides be golden. Can you put a little water in there? The hot water. And mix it well. Into a smooth sauce, yeah? That's all. Hot water is good so that the peanut butter will melt and mix well and smooth. If it's cold water, it will be lumpy, but it will mix. Boil water is okay. Very hot water is okay. You see, now it becomes smooth, yeah? like this. See that?
Yes, Master.
Okay. You can have chunky peanut butter or smooth peanut butter. It's up to you. Now, we got to put it here in this little cup just to make it look nice and decorative. Otherwise, you can put straight on the plate. Who cares, huh?
Yes, Master.
Does it look better like that? You know, when you have leaves or lettuce, also okay. You cut a little smaller like this, so it fits onto the plate like that, okay? You can either dry the fat away, or you just put it right on the plate. Don't fry too long, it becomes hard, okay?
Yes, Master.
Just golden a little bit, that will be enough. So let it a little bit hot outside, but soft inside. Just golden this one. When it's too hard, it doesn't taste as good. There you are. See that?
Yes, Master.
Now we drain the noodles. Get it ready to fry. It's already soft. Even if we don't boil it, if you put it in boiling water and stand for 5 minutes or something, it's going to be just fine. We let it drain here while I am cutting this mushroom. Also drain the water very well. Press your hand into the bowl so the water will drain out. We use mushroom and cabbage. Either Chinese cabbage or white cabbage to fry together with the noodle. Just chop them small or big, it depends on you. It doesn't matter. This is Chinese fragrant mushroom. Okay, put it there. And we also chop some of the cabbage. The idea is that you use one thing, you know, in one day, so it doesn't have to be left over for another day. Like the oil that you have just fried the tofu, you can use it now to fry noodle. So you don't have to store it in somewhere, in a container, and use it again. So the oil is still good. You use it very short and it's still alright. That was olive oil that I used. Olive oil doesn't spray too much and it's very nutritious, easy to digest. A little bit more if you need. It would have been better if you already prepared all this in advance. But it's okay too. Spring onion in there. Yeah. Fry a little bit so the aroma comes out. You can fry until it's golden. Just half a minute, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be golden. Okay, now we put this mushroom and cabbage in there. And then we fry it. Mix. You mix around until 3 to 5 minutes. Until the cap is soft enough. There's no need to put any water in here. But you could put some soy sauce. It's about a tablespoon soy sauce. Or more. one or two tablespoons. Depends on how salty you like your fish to be. Mix it. But two tablespoons, I think, is maximum. Now you can taste it, okay? Like that. And you know it's okay or not. You can always add some more later, after it's cooked even, yeah? So no need to put a lot of soy sauce in there. While waiting for the cabbage to soften, you can put a little pepper. Optional. Alright. And now you can put the noodle in there to mix together. See now? So we mix it, okay? Mix very well, thoroughly. Check out if it's okay. Fine. I think 2 tablespoons soy sauce is enough. You know, this is very simple. You don't even need to put any spice or any mushroom seasoning or anything. You could do it, but you don't have to, yeah? Because the onion, the cabbage, and the mushroom is already very flavoring, all right?
Yes, master.
And it's done. Finish now. I'm going to put it on the plate and ready. This is enough for 2 or 3 people, yeah? You can also add tofu or vegetarian ham into it. But like this also fine, okay?
Yes, master.
All right, that's it. It's simple and ready.
It's what it look like. And you can have a beautiful outdoor meal now. Finally, we put the finely chopped coriander on the peanut sauce. It will taste better, but it's optional. Try the tofu in the sauce.
Sure.
Is it good?
Very nice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nice combination.
Good, good. Try the noodle. You can eat both together. Otherwise, normally the tofu go first. Tofu is like appetizer. Good, huh?
The noodles are also very nice.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much, master.
Everybody's busy today, so you are a lucky guy.
That's right. Thank you.
They are not here, you lucky guy. But you okay, you work very hard, you earn some.
Thank you, master.
Leave some for me, huh?
I will.
You enjoying, guys?
It's delicious.
Yes, it is.
Nice ambience, huh? Simple, eh? Mm.
Very tasty.
Good, good.
We enjoyed your company today. For a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works up next after Noteworthy News. Heaven bless all beings with a peaceful coexistence filled with divine love and grace.